Erechim Perek Vav Mishnah Dalu. Continuing the protim of the halacha that we had in Mishnah Gimel, which was that if he's an Uman, so the Gizbar leaves for him Shnei Klei Umnis Mikom Min V'min. If he's, let's say, a carpenter, so he has, let's say, the Mishnah called before Matzodin Ushtei Megeres. So he has two Matzodin, two Megeres. Let's say he doesn't have two and two. He has three and one. Hoye min echod mirubo, min echod muet. He has three of one and one of the other. Einam lo lumka min amirubo. Maybe he can keep all four. And maybe we should say to him, okay, so you have three matzodin and one megeris. Sell one of the matzodin, buy a megeru, and then you'll have two and two. We don't make such cheshbonis. We don't tell him lumka min amirubo, velika chalei min amuet. No. Elonoisin l'shnei minim min amirubo. He has what he has. He has a right to two matzodin, he has a right to two megerus. He can keep two matzodin. The fact is, there's a third matzod goes to the gizbar. There's one megera. Theoretically, another matzod could have covered a megera. He has one megera. That's what he has. Ela noisin l'shnei minim min amiruba v'chol sheyesh la min amud. He takes two of the meruba and whatever he has of the amud. If he has four and zero of the other type, same halacha. Hamagdish es nechosov malon loy es tfilov. The Mishnah adds another halacha. What's called a person's personal effects? The same way we said tools. We said before that, we said begodim. So we pointed this out then, that one of a person's personal effects is his tefillin. Now the Mishnah before was talking about by Erechin, where we leave over his begodim. And one of a person's, kilu, his personal effects is his tefillin. We don't look at the tefillin as a mitzvah object. We look at it as part of like begodov. But over here we're talking about magdishes nechosov. So the Hegdish is chal al kol nechosov, v'vada his tefillin, is not stama mitzvah zach, it's one of his chafetzim. So the Hegdish is chal on it, and the halacha is that what he does is he borrows money and he's poida his tefillin. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Really just to make this point that the Hegdish, l'umas, erichin, all his personal things go to Hegdish, and whatever he's going to want to be poida, he's going to have to come up with a pidyon, to make pidyon, in order to be poida from the gizmah. Mishnah hey, echad ha-magdish es nechosov, ve'echad ha-mayrich es atzmoy. If he was magdish all his nechosim, the hegdish is chal on everything that he owns. Or he says, erki olai, so he becomes mechuyev in that amount of money. Ein loy, the gizbar doesn't have a right to take from him the following things. Loy b'ksus ishtoy, the person who was magdish kol nechosov, one of the things that he has in his house is his wife's clothing. His wife's sheitloch, shoes, jewelry, loibiksus ishtoi. That the gizbar cannot collect. Veloibiksus bonov, not the clothing of his children. Bonov lecher lavdavke means bonov ubenoisov. And this halacha is not a limitation because of exes hakos of what the gizbar is allowed to take, what he's not allowed to take. We're talking about hegdish, and we just learned hamagdish has nechos of its chal on everything. He has to be paid even his tefillin. So the halacha over here is not because of a limitation of the gizbar, but because the hegdish is not chal on bigdei ishtoi ubonov. What's the pshat? The pshat is, the Gemara says, that when a person buys clothing for his wife and children, his makne, his other makne begodim to his wife and children. And this is a very important halacha also, when a couple, le'olenu, divorces, we see the possessions of the wife that the husband bought for his wife. You have a husband who spent millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, whatever it is, on jewelry for his wife. We don't see that as a joint asset that is split 50-50. It's not the house. What we see that is completely nichsei ishtoi. Truth be told, is that the Mefarshim, the Tveres Yisrael, brings over here from Halacha in Cheshmush, Simon Tzadik Zayin, which is talking about Kviyas Chayvis. A person is being goyver from somebody that owes him millions of dollars, and he wants to go in, he wants to take the guy's house. He can take the guy's house, his car. He can't take the wife's begodim. Why? Because of this Halacha. It belongs to the wife. It doesn't belong to her husband. However, Shulchan Aruch points out over there, it's only on Bigdei Chol, not on begodim Yukarim. So what we just said about jewelry would seem to not go with that. Lemaisa, the consensus by the poskim in today's world, is that a husband, generally speaking, is makna to his wife, even the jewelry, And that's why we would look at that as not something that's owned 50-50 or owned by him. So then the Mishnah continues with things that are not owned by the husband, not owned by the father. We're talking over here, tseva means literally dye. We're not talking about the dye itself. We're talking about begodim that are colored, that are dyed, which was a more expensive fabric, b'mei chazal. We're talking about b'mei chazal, where a person would take fabric and a person would color the fabric litayelis, giving that to his wife and children to wear. So we're not talking about over here when we say ksus ishte, we're talking about something that's cut for his wife. Here we're talking about fabric, but we're talking about fabric that wasn't worn yet. That's why it's not under the heading of big day ishte. We're talking about fabric which was dyed lishmon for them. He's already maknet b'shas the tzvir. It's a similar halacha to a Mishnah in Bava Kamma that when a ganiv steals fabric, so as soon as it's dyed, it's considered a shinui, and the ganiv is koine, the ganiv, the gazel is koine b'shinui. The different color is a shinui. So here also, when it's dyed, it means that it was turned into something for his wife and children. Not sandolim chadoshim, that means even though they didn't wear it yet, so it's not considered begodim. But still, when he bought them, and they were cut to size for his wife and children. So Memela, that's called something that he was makna to them, and thereafter, he has no right to it. So when he's makdish nukhosim, that's not included. Now the Mishnah says another completely different halacha. Afal pisha omru, the Mishnah is going to come, is going to present a picture of how a certain kiyum of halacha is carried out, and the Mishnah is going to say that the area of halacha that we're talking about, which is how hegdish goes into the nechosim of one who owes them money, how a gizbar takes over nechosim that's owed, and they sell it off to raise, to cover the choivos that are owed by that person, it's done differently than the regular way. The Mishnah brings a case over here, let's give a little bit of background. We're talking over here about avodim that are nimkorim. What we're talking about over here is somebody died suddenly and left over a whole field with a whole estate. And the only children that he has are avodim. I'm sorry, he has yisoyim ketanim. They're certainly not going to keep the field going. So Bezdin will appoint to take care of the state of the mace, apotropsin, trustees, which you find all over Chazal, where Bezdin was maman apotropsin for yisoyim. The apotropsim have a chiyuv to try to liquidate whatever is not going to be useful for the estate and raise money to put aside for the yisoyim. So they had avodim, and the avodim are not useful now, so the avodim should be sold. So the way the trustees carry out their mission faithfully is when they're selling nechosim l'tzorich panisosim of the yisoyimim, what they do is they have to make every hishtadlus to up the price of that which is sold in order to fetch the most money, in order to put aside the most money for the yisoyimim, elementary. So the Mishnah says that in this case, Aval Pisha Omru, Chazal HaKeveya, that Avodim Nimkorim B'Ksusan L'Shvach. Avodim are sold in nice clothing, L'Shvach, in order to upgrade their value. Which means like this. Normally when a person sells something, a person could sell an Evet, and he could dress him in rags, or whatever he wears in the field, and he'll put him up on the auctioning block of where Avodim was sold, and he'll fetch a certain price. Lemaisa, if he dips into the Yisoyimim's funds, which normally the apotropos is not allowed to take funds to buy, his purpose is to sell to raise money. He's dipping into the Yisoyimim's bank account to buy clothing for the Avodim, yeah. It's a worthwhile investment, because I'll say that the apotropsim are supposed to invest smartly. They're supposed to upgrade the value of the begodim, because that will up the value of the Avodim be'enei reyehem. And the Mishnah explains it. Shem tilokach leksus shloshim dinar. If you're going to put him on a nice suit that's worth shloshim dinar, the Eved, mashbiachu, the Eved is going to go up in value mona. So it's an investment of 30 for 100. It's a smart investment. V'chein poro. Imamtinin oiso leitlis. If instead of selling it right away, even though you have to feed the animal, that costs money. The animal's not working because it's yisayim ketanim. You have a shor, it eats quite a bit, it's not working. So what you do is you put it aside, you feed it, which costs money, but you put it aside that it should be sold liyom edeshuka. People don't buy in the middle of February. People aren't buying meat. But put it off for before Yom Tov, and all of a sudden the meat market, everybody's buying meat for Yom Tov. Meshbachasi, it's worth it. V'chein Margolius, in Malin Oysel Akrach, in a small village, the Margolius, maybe this fellow who died, had gems, pearls, under his pillow, in a safety deposit box. You take it into town, where there are merchants and there's jewelry shops. Meshbachasi, it's worth more. Even though it's an expense to take it, to hire a salesman to sell it to the highest bidder. Lemaisa, these are all investments that are worth doing, even though it costs money. So the general rule of thumb is that we try to do our best in order to be mala the value of what's being sold in order to raise the most money. The Mishnah comes, lafuke afapi, even though all that is true, ein lehegdish el mekayme v'shaitoi. When Hegdish is selling in order to raise funds to pay off the chayvus that are owed for erichin, etc., they sell kefi the value in that place that time. They don't have to make kunsin in order to up the value of chafetzim. L'maisa, the Gemara, the Rab brings it, seems to say that this is without a svarim. Chayv would be better. It's a good investment. Why not go the extra mile, wait, spend, outfit in order to make the thing worth more, in order to take care of the marich atzma, the one who owes money to Hagdish. And the Gemara brings a gossip in the pashas Eichin, says v'nosan tzeko bayemahu kodesh l'Hashem. What's bayemahu? Bayemahu means then and there. You don't make cheshbonis of future buying, selling, outfitting, investing, etc. The money is what it is. Then that's where the Rav brings it. L'maisa, the Rambam brings a gansetam. Look, the Rav brings it bekitzer, and what the Rambam says is that since the Revach is not Vadai, so when you're dealing with a business model by an apotropis with the Yisrael Ketanim, so that's what you can do. But Hegdish, not dealing with business, you're dealing with a Choyvas Hegdish. Choyvas Hegdish, how could you play with money of Hegdish where it's not a smart, even if it's a smart investment, when it's not a Davishol Vadai? The Rav brings this under the name Mehai Taima Nami Ein Mistakrim Bishol Hegdish. We don't do business with money that belongs to Hegdish. Hegdish is not a business. Hegdish is Kodesh. So we don't invest, even though it's a shot not to invest. It's an almost surefire investment. No, we don't invest with Hegdish. L'maisa, you look at the Taisis Yom Tov, what the Mepharshim say, L'chayot, based on this understanding, is that the rationale is because of a certain risk factor, not stomach zes hakosel. If that's the case, what has a risk factor? Metalpulin. Holding on to a shor until the Yom Teshuk, of course, has a certain risk factor. Buying begotten for the avadim has a risk factor. Maybe it won't work out. But karka, selling when you know it's the off-season, waiting another 2 months, what's the risk factor in waiting for karka until more people are on the market? You know that the real estate market is going to go up sharply in 2 months. Why would you not wait? So b'chi agam, even by hegdish, we'll wait. As I state in Taisis Yom Teshuk.